Welcome, my friends, to the Generations Radio broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host with you today. Mike Cheney, director of AMEprogram.com, apprenticeship, entrepreneurship, the nuts and bolts of the family business. Mike has been involved with this program for a long time. I'm going to say 10 years.
About that.
Yeah. Right. Well, Mike, welcome back to the studio.
Thanks, Kevin. Today it's good to be with you.
Today we're going to talk about the importance of a practical education, very essential. And this is what marks out a biblical form of education so much different from the typical secular education, the secular classical education that's been imposed upon us by the Greeks and the Romans and others. Friends, the Word of God gives us in no uncertain terms a philosophy of education, and absolutely must begin with humility and the fear of God. It must absolutely begin with a practical, life-integrated form of education. If a man claims he knows something or hears the word but doesn't do it, he's like the man who looks at himself in the mirror and then straightway forgets what manner of man he is. The Bible requires it. It requires that knowledge always be followed up by an application. So when you put education out on an island and you have people in sterile gloves and sterile uniforms inculcating knowledge into the brains of kids, but there is no application to family, to work, to politics, to home, to church. Friends, that is a corrupting form of knowledge. Inevitably will lead to pride, inevitably will not bring in the importance of humility and the fear of God as the beginning of wisdom and knowledge. Life integration, so vitally, vitally important. I woke up to this one evening when my wife and I were getting ready for bed, and Emily and the kids were in bed. This was 11 p.m., and my wife grabs me by the arm and said, "Emily forgot to do her grammar lesson today." Emily was 10 or 11 years of age at the time, and I said, "Well, let's just get Emily out of bed, and she can do her grammar lesson until midnight, if that's what it takes." And then I said, "No, wait a minute. What was Emily doing all day if she wasn't doing her grammar?" And my wife said, "Oh, she was writing a letter to grandma." And then I got to thinking, Mike, why do we do grammar?
So we can write letters to our grandmother.
That's right, exactly. But the modern education is all about 18 years of sitting there doing grammar, but we never quite apply the word. We almost never write letters
to grandma.
That's
right.
Because we don't live in the context of family.
Right.
We don't live in the context of real life. Education is on the island. Education is separated. Knowledge is absolutely separated from application. That is essential. And of course, it creates a highly useless form of knowledge. Let me give you an example. If your daughter had a very good education, I mean a very good education, at the time she's 24 years of age, she knows the derivative of a cosine.
So that's a sign, or could that be a bad sign?
I think that's a negative sign.
Okay, yeah.
That's a negative sign.
Yeah.
She knows how Freudian psychology differs from Skinner's. She knows how Plato describes his form of philosophy as ideal forms, an absolute and eternal reality of which the phenomena of the world are a transitory reflection. She knows who Rome fought in the Punic Wars. She knows how pinocetic vessels function in an amoeba, and she knows how to parse just about any Latin verb. And that's if she had a very good education. But she won't have a clue how to manage a staff of seven in the home, how to handle a budget of $100,000 a year without running the household into the ground. She doesn't have a clue how to cook a meal, how to hire a contractor, how to raise children, how to change diapers, how to calm a baby, how to nurture a two-year-old, how to exercise authority, how to create a budget, how to cut food costs by 40% without increasing time for driving, how to train a five-year-old in social skills. She doesn't know the best way to maintain vehicles. She doesn't know how to assess the value in products and services. She doesn't know how to decorate a home. She doesn't know how to engage in hospitality with skill, wisdom, and grace. She doesn't know how to do 99% of life. But did I tell you that she can parse just about any Latin verb, Mike?
Yes, yes. She can wax eloquent about a lot of that stuff.
98% of education, of course, is a waste of time. I think that's the conclusion to the matter. Because modern forms of education do not involve discipleship, mentorship, or life integration.
Yeah.
Life integration is so essential in a biblical epistemology. Now, again, this is a remarkably, absolutely different form of education than what you find in secular education, but it is a powerful form of education in which your children are radically and relevantly prepared for real life. And that's what we want. And that's what God wants. God wants our kids taking dominion, not sitting around shuffling papers and parsing Latin verbs all day long. Does that make sense, Mike?
Yeah, amen. Amen. That's why I wrote the stuff I wrote.
Well, that's why we're going to introduce a practical form of education on this edition of the program. This is a very vital element of a Christian education. It's a life-integrated form of education. And, of course, life is where you make your mistakes. Life humbles you. Its success is vitally bound to humility, respecting counsel, repentance from mistakes you've made in the past. And also the other element of life integration that I've identified that happens in the workplace, that happens when you bring knowledge to bear into life, is you begin to see how the particulars work their way into the unity. It's the Trinitarian form of education. It's a Trinitarian form of life in which you take all of what you have learned in the disparate courses. For example, as mechanical engineering major in college, I took statics, dynamics, machine design, thermodynamics, economics, statistics, and such. But in real life, you've got to produce a product. So you bring all of those elements together. The problem, of course, is you took statics and dynamics in the second year, thermodynamics in the third year, machine design in the fourth year. But you've somehow got to bring all these disparate pieces together into the production of a product that is that's a quality product that is statistically produced such that there's very little scrap and such that the customer is impressed with the quality of the product. And all of that is a real life application of the various disparate elements of an education. Life is where you bring together all of the various parts of knowledge and incorporate into a whole, which means it's a Trinitarian application. Friends, this is a Christian form of knowledge. This is a Christian form of education. But Mike, I've taken up half the time on the philosophy of it. Tell me how it worked in your home. You started out knowing that you should give your kids something of a practical education. First of all, why did you do that?
Well, I don't want you to think that I'm some brilliant guy who thought, oh, I'll just integrate all this stuff. I'll be the first one who's done it, and then I'll go out and teach the ignorant masses all about it. My primary motivation for doing things that were integrative in terms of education and living life were mostly to expand the time, the available time during the day, so that while we were doing one thing, learning and education, we could also be teaching our kids the application part of the education, which is what makes it useful. So I was looking for a way to double down on that and make it more productive all the way around. Secondarily, and this came a little while into it, was the idea that the reason we were really doing it was not to save the time, but to make the education real, basic, and relevant for life. And that took a little while, mm-hmm. but pretty quickly we began to see the fruit of it. And so then I decided to formalize that a little bit, and we wrote some elective-type curriculum for our kids in outdoor skills and home maintenance and mm-hmm. car repair and some money concepts, saving and giving and business math and consumer math and a few others as well. And we just incorporated that into their required curriculums in terms of what our state required. And the electives became just as important to us in our own home as the required stuff from the state.
Mike, it's interesting. When I was an engineering manager in the corporate world, I would hire and fire and have a staff of engineers. Typically, the best engineers and technicians I would hire were guys who grew up on farms.
Yeah.
You know, they had taken
right.
apart the tractors. They were practical people. They knew how to problem solve. And this is what we want for anybody.
Right.
Going into any kind of work, whether it's entrepreneurism, whether it's corporate work, it doesn't matter what it is. What we want out of our children's education is problem solvers. capable kids who are able to solve problems, immediate problems, and they're relevant to the work needs in the market. Also, it's nice to have kids who are debt-free,
yep,
are able to save money on car repair and house repair, basic stuff.
Yeah, indeed.
I think this is one of the main reasons I was debt-free early on, is I was driving clunkers, I was fixing my own cars, and when I, you know, bought that first motorhome and put it on 18 acres, I contracted everything myself and was able to do it for like $40,000 versus, you know, $65,000.
Sure.
And was able to be debt-free early on when I was 27, 28 years of age. And that's what we want for our kids.
It is. That example you gave from your career as an engineer one time, where because you didn't know how to assimilate and integrate all of the pieces of your formal education, you were involved in the production of some product that didn't do well. There was some flaw with it. Mm-hmm. It cost your company a bunch of money. And you went to your boss and confessed that. And of course, they had to correct it and all that stuff. But had you already known about integration in that very practical way, could well have gone the other way. You've probably heard the old joke about two guys stuck on a desert island. There's an engineer and a plumber.
Mm-hmm.
And all they have are 150 cans of canned food. Mm-hmm. There's no food. There's no animals. There's no nothing on the island except sand. And the engineer sits there and says, imagine a can opener. Meanwhile, the plumber shakes his head and trudges off and comes back with a sharp rock and a club that he has fashioned. And he proceeds to open the cans and eat. Meanwhile, mm-hmm. the engineer is still imagining a can mm-hmm. opener.
Right.
That's kind of what happens mm-hmm. with life integration versus not.
Well, think about how much money our kids save on the front end if they don't have to hire a mechanic, or they don't have to hire an appliance repairman at the drop of a hat. My daughter, Rebecca, 22, 23 years of age, she bought her Toyota Corolla a year or two ago. The clutch went out, mm-hmm. was going out. And so she just repaired her clutch in the garage, you know, 32 degree weather out there. I couldn't believe it, but she took apart the transmission. There are transmission parts all over the kitchen counter, and she put that thing back together, you know, about 150 pounds. So she needed a little help to, you know, put the tranny back in. But she's driving that thing this morning. And I think she saved something like $1,500.
Yeah, so she paid herself $50 an hour.
It was about $50 an hour. That's right. It's about $50 an hour. And she right now is not, you know, working at $50 an hour, but the savings was absolutely essential for her.
Oh, sure. You bet. You bet.
So the practical form of education is so important. And this new series you put together is called Real Basic Relevant Life Skills for Our Children. It's a curriculum.
It is. It is. It's a, that one in particular is a full semester curriculum, and the breakdown is that it's called Money 101. The first one, Money 201, will be out in sometime in the next few months, but it's six chapters, and it begins with the brief studies on the books of Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, talking about wisdom, the source of wisdom, the reason for gaining wisdom, and doing so in the fear of the Lord, lest it just become a bunch of facts and knowledge that puff you up. And then Ecclesiastes, having to do with Solomon teaching about money and resources and what to do with them and why. And then the last four chapters are on earning, giving, saving, and spending. And there are lessons in each one. There's a scope and sequence. There's a plan, a lesson plan to follow. There are quizzes, vocabulary tests to measure progress along the way. But most importantly, these are written in such a way that the student and the parents can work together to make this real. Because what we want them to do is not use monopoly money and pretend like they're earning and giving and saving and spending, but we want them to actually earn, actually give, actually save, and actually spend, and we want them to keep track of it so that as they go through this course, they're living what they're learning, and they can make corrections along the way when they make errors, and then they can look back and see that they have made some progress over that semester or whatever period of time it takes them to do this. The other big part of this, of course, is that when you're teaching young people, at least we found this with our kids, when you're young, you can't even imagine what happens 10 or 20 years from now. You barely can conceive of next week or 2 weeks from now and some event that you're going to. You're just not aware of the passage of time. And because of that, you're not aware of the consequences of your choices and how they are cumulative and build up and build up and build up. And to the extent you've made wise choices, that inures to your benefit. And to the extent you haven't, it's to your detriment. And so we work hard and I think have done a pretty good job of giving parents some ideas for making it real and helping their kids see progress along the way and how that progress will benefit them down the road.
And the idea is that these will be immediately beneficial. You know, you teach a kid the derivative of a cosine, which is negative sine.
Yeah.
And the end result is they will apply that once or twice in their life.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But you teach them this, it's good to go tonight.
It's good to go with the money that's in their pocket right now.
Yeah.
All they have to do is think about what they're doing, and that's what this helps them do.
Friends, a new form of education. You've got to have a paradigm shift in the way that you educate your kids. A timer has arrived for Christian families especially to get back to the basics and to readjust the way they think about educating their teenage kids. It's time to toss out the philosophy of education that you've retrieved from the last 1,000 years or however long it's been for the modern world to be stuck in a form of education that doesn't allow for mentorship, discipleship, or the application of knowledge into real life. So bring this back into your high school curriculum, friends. It is a series called Real Basic Relevant Life Skills for Our Children. You've done Money 101, which we just talked about, and One with Everything. Just mention One with Everything. This is a basic business course for high school kids.
It is. It's for high school kids, and it's for adults, too. That's a two-part deal. There's a book called One with Everything, Anatomy of a Hot Dog Stand and Other Great Businesses You Can Start. And then we made a study guide to go, curriculum to go with it, and it's a full one-year deal. We used to own hot dog stands. Read about it in the book. It's too much to talk about here, but there were some great lessons from that on the basics of business, because that happens to be a very basic business, and we just sort of told our story and then wrote about it and broke it down into easily learnable and usable pieces, and we're told by some others who are using it that it is easily learnable and it is practical, and it applies not just to a hot dog stand. That was just our business, but there's a template that exists for service and business in general, and we just broke down those parts into easily understandable language. The other thing I wanted to say about this is both in the business, the One with Everything book and study guide, and the Money 101, you'll find that we only use those $10 financial terms for purposes of explaining what is really being said when someone talks about cash flow or discounted cash flow or operating expenses or cash burn or whatever. We use just regular everyday terms that people actually use. You parents, you do not have to be economics majors. You don't have to have won a Nobel Peace Prize to teach this stuff or to help your kids learn this stuff. It is very, very practical. You open to page one and go.
This is a series of new curriculum, friends, that we will bring into our Christian discipleship curriculum at generations.org. They are real basic relevant life skills for our children. One with Everything, Money 101, Money 102, soon to be produced, and others as well in the series.
Yeah, that's right. Our hope is And I have a plan and an outline written for about 5 books, but to include 4 or 5 others in this one with or this Real Basic Relevant Life Skills series. There's going to be one on car repair, for instance, mm-hmm. and this is just very basic stuff. Yeah. This isn't one of those manuals that the mechanic shops have. It's something that's easy to deal with, and we don't tackle everything. We're not going to talk about pulling an engine, but we are going to talk about changing a headlight and and changing your oil if you want to do that, your brakes, belts, and things like that, things that you can do without having to spend $10,000 on tools. So that'll be one. Outdoor skills, practical skills around the home, and a few others as well. Just some of the stuff that we used to teach our kids as they were growing up.
Friends, I just encourage all parents listening to engage in this Copernican revolution in education. It's time to bring a radical reformation into the area of how we educate our children, friends, with the fear of God and humility at the very basis of it all, but also a life integration element. This is all part of our Christian discipleship curriculum with the generations.org ministry. And you know, the church fathers recommended this. I think of the Didascalia Apostolorum. All of this contained in my book, Keep the Faith on Education. The church fathers would talk about the importance of keeping it practical.
Yep.
As you educate your children, the church fathers, that is, those who were at the very beginning during the Roman Empire, recommending a certain form of discipleship for Christian kids, what they would say is, be sure you teach your kids the handicrafts, and whatever you do, do not give them a exclusively classical education that does not involve practical elements, handicrafts, family businesses, and other important life integrational elements in the education and preparation of your kids. This is so essential for Christians, my friends. Let's bring back a practical education. And the results, Mike, the results are the blessings of God. I've seen this again and again with my children, is the more the practical form of education implemented in my kids' lives, the more we find them ready to buy a house outright without a mortgage when they're 26 or 28 or 30 years of age. They're much closer to a debt-free life. They're much more useful in taking dominion in their corporate jobs or in their entrepreneurial ventures. Have you seen good results in your kids' lives?
Oh, very good. Yeah, our kids are doing well in their various endeavors. The thing that I saw that stood out to me most is that when you're doing something for keeps, for real, in other words, not in a laboratory setting or just reading about it in a book, but actually doing it for real, there are real consequences. If you did it right, the consequences inure to your benefit. If you do them wrong, they're to your detriment, and they make you humble. Mm. On the subject of, for instance, balancing your bank account, you can study algebra and all the higher forms of math and still fail at balancing your bank account, which is simple addition and subtraction. And that's got to make you stop and think when you get it wrong. The bank says I have X, and I say I have X plus $278.09. Well, the bank's probably not wrong, so I go back and look again, and I find my error, and I realize, I know all of this higher math, but I forgot to carry the 4.
Mm-hmm.
And so I fooled myself into thinking I had more money than I did.
And more brains than you thought you did.
And I'm not as smart as I thought I was. And woe is me, for I am undone. So that's the thing that I learned. And it's also, when this happens to you as a young person, you can come back from your mistakes very easily. You just correct it and you move on. If you're 50 years old and you don't know how to balance your bank account, unless you're super wealthy and you have someone else doing it for you and you've got so much money it doesn't matter, I'll bet you're in a financial mess because you haven't taken dominion over one of the very, very simple things that God tells us to take care of, which is the resources that He provides for us, giving your money tasks to do instead of wondering what happened to it. So that, I think, is the best thing about this, is that the consequences are real. There, you can correct your mistakes, you can confess, you can repent, and you can move on.
This is the most powerful, the most relevant, the most humbling, the most life-applicatory element of education, friends, when we bring in a form of life integration. And that's exactly what Mike Cheney has done with this new series called The Real Basic Relevant Life Skills for Our Children courses. Money 101, One with Everything, and there's more to this series coming. Friends, you can get this stuff at our website, generations.org, and also check out ameprogram.com. That's ameprogram.com for more of Mike Cheney's work with this vital element of preparing our children for life. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Kevin. Great to be with you.
And you have been listening to the Generations Radio broadcast. If you'd like to interact with the radio program, email me directly at host@kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.